Hello, everyone. Yeah. This is Ash Hats Podcast. I'm Mike Ferris. I'm joined with my co-host, Dustin Bowen.
Hello.
And we're sitting in the studio smoking some cigars. This is a fantastic smoke that was randomly chosen for today's podcast, which is the randomness of life. We decided that normally we pick topics that are like a little bit more towards a specific topic. Like, you know, we did a great show on conspiracies and we did one on the mafia. We did a great show on
football.
We did a fantastic show on, you know, business sense. And we thought that it would be fun to just kind of like shotgun it and randomly come up with ideas that kind of pique our interest and just kind of shoot the shit, if you will. And that's kind of how we smoke cigars sometimes, is we see each other for the first time in a while. I mean, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. And
yeah, you know, since just, your birthday. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And then your birthday was just recently as well, a little further back than mine.
A lot of further back, like months back. You make it sound like I was 3 days before you.
Well, not quite that quickly. But anyways, we thought we would just kind of smoke cigars and talk. You know, that's kind of how things go. The cigar that Dustin chose randomly, so Dustin put the cigar choices into a random generator, is the Nat Sherman Timeless Gordo, which is a phenomenal smoke. I have been dying to smoke a Nat Sherman. This is the first time I'm having one.
Ever.
This is, I was looking forward to it, and then they...
And yeah, there's been some fail on my end, because I have a slew of them under a mile and a half from where we record. And I drive by your house every day before and after work.
Correct.
And I probably could have made a little baggie or gift bag of some sort to allow you to have one, as I acquired them about 3 months ago. And it's unfortunate, but they are no longer in business.
They are. And that was, I was in the process of trying to procure some of them, and they went out of business just recently, I think within the last year or two. And they are phenomenal smokes. I've heard wonderful things about them. The shop in New York is supposedly like beautiful, or at least it was at one point in time.
I don't know if it went out of business as much as was acquired.
Mm-hmm.
For the business, and they have a fantastic wrapper.
Yeah. Oh, and, yeah, they do.
I forget what company acquired them, but that was the main reason. And the humidor I bought off Facebook Marketplace, it's a taller than me. It's a war beast, if you've ever seen a humidor.
I haven't seen it personally, but I've seen the pictures of it. It looks beautiful.
And the gentleman I purchased it from worked there. And so he got it, and inside had a bunch of Nat Sherman swag and like ashtrays, lighters, and some company specific. Like, they gave a box of cigars specifically to their employees, which was in there. So my question was, why did he stop smoking? And it was simple. He wanted to go into vaping.
Oh, okay.
And I said, okay.
I can't imagine why you would want to go that route, but I guess there's...
Well, I wasn't about to talk him out of it either for the price I got it for.
Right. Yeah. And I can understand that entirely. I just...
I pat him on the back and said, I think you have a good choice.
I know people who vape and they go for the flavors and the... There's like cool kit that goes with it, and there's like lights and sounds and LEDs and all kinds of neat things, and I just don't see the appeal.
I think they literally just started pushing legislation to ban that today.
Yeah, I saw that too. It's interesting because, I mean, like, you should have the opportunity to do what you want, but I can understand why they're pushing for it, because a lot of kids are getting involved in this. And it was kind of like the cigarettes back in the old days with Joe Camel and how they used to push.
Now, do you think it's because of that, or do you think it's because anybody can make this liquid and they can't tax it?
That's another thing, is that it's very unregulated. Like, I could make vape liquid in my garage with the ethylene glycol, and it's not very, very regulated at all.
There's a lot of money in it.
There's a tremendous amount of money in it. So that's another question as to the taxes that are involved. There's something to be said also. I think there's legislation out there about taxes going up on cigars as well. I think I saw that.
That's state by state. I don't think there is as much federal, but I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I'm hoping that doesn't come through, because any import taxes on, I think it's more of a tariff tax to deal with things coming from overseas that they're working on changing because of new administration.
God forbid we have something we can sit back and enjoy for an hour.
Exactly.
God forbid.
There's a lot of government oversight in pretty much everything we do. And I can understand to a degree why it's there, because you want to keep people safe and, you know, you want to reduce costs on medicinal purposes and, you know, you want to make sure that people are healthy. But at the same time, you know, you want to live your life and do what you want to do. And it's a lot of restrictions on that. So go figure. I mean, we'll see as time progresses how that affects us.
We will.
But in terms of like the randomness of things, there were a lot of, you know, things that we were thinking about, like just random thoughts that popped in our head. And we have a lot of history behind us of just like the most random things that we used to do.
Oh, my.
Of like.
Do you remember we were. I believe it was the four of us, me, you, Beth, and Christina. We went to Walmart in Dixon City.
I'm glad you thought of this, because when I looked at you, you know the exact story I'm thinking of.
Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to read minds. Right? But remember we were in the parking lot, and I think we were just sitting there talking, and it was the three of us talking. God forbid, heaven forbid, Michael is not involved in a conversation.
Right.
So he got bored and got lost in his mind and started ramming shopping carts.
Yep.
And the one he hit flew in the air like E.T. was in it over the embankment.
Yep.
And that was the last time I legitimately pissed my pants.
Yeah,
that was still.
That's the exact moment I was thinking.
Was it really? That's so funny. Oh my God.
Because like, I don't know what it was. We were just like.
Yeah, you weren't involved in the conversation, so you just hit a shopping cart.
Screwing around.
I'm like, you're going to put that. And then it just kept hitting.
It still pisses me off to this day when people leave their shopping carts around. So I was like, you know what? There's no other cars around. This looks like a perfect target. And I think I revved the engine. I was going like 20 miles per hour and boom, just right into that shopping cart.
The conversation shifted quickly into what's Mike doing?
Yeah, right.
That was a conversation grabber.
Like, I never had a car that was ever like.
A beater?
Yeah, it was never new. I mean, I always had a car that was like a piece of shit POS mobile. So like, I had no problem like banging into things randomly, like every so often, because it used to be funny, you know?
It was legitimately the first and last time I pissed my pants in adulthood.
I think I remember that.
Oh, I had to run into Walmart and buy new underwear because I legitimately like.
We spent a lot of time at Walmart, like either racing on 81, getting there. Remember when we used to race the car?
We used to have a heated race.
Yeah,
and it's funny now because I think it was 2 weeks ago. I was on 81 coming around that bend, Interstate, and we used to
with the tunnel.
Yes, yeah. And I hit it at like 60, and somebody flew by me. I'm like, the fuck is there? They run around, and then for whatever reason, it was like, oh wait.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind, 12 years ago, you were going. Tunnel.
Going 100 miles per hour.
Easily.
And it would be like, you'd be like playing Need for Speed.
You like, used to get so mad because I had such a win streak on you.
Yeah.
I think you beat me a couple times. Like, I don't think I was undefeated. But I remember you'd be going down one ways, and somehow you would get the light double fist shaking me. You motherfucker. I remember.
Oh my. We used to play the game, run around the city, run around West Side, and we would dart around alleyways and shit. I do remember that, God. Too.
Like, now I can't even drive 40 miles an hour on Main Ave.
I am like old man. Like, I'll be on the Casey Highway, which is, you know, Route 6 for anybody who knows. Like, you can legit go 100 miles per hour on the straightaway there. And I'm like, wow, these people are going real fast.
We went to Corning, New York
over
the weekend. Beautiful weekend, Brown Cigar.
Mm.
And we didn't get on the highway once.
Oh, yeah.
To and from.
I know you have a very strange fear of the highway.
It's not fear. It's just if I don't have to. If it's a 20-minute differential, I like to go on the side roads just because there's so much more randomness.
You really get to see like
you get to see beauty. So much more. And you get to see random cities. And everybody in the car knows if you see something, blurt it out. Let's go. You know, like, who knows if or when we'll ever be back. So if you see something that looks cool, like, we randomly stopped and went bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And David, my 9-year-old son, beat both Beth and I.
He's good at bowling. Yeah, I've seen him.
But he's 9, and neither of us let him. Like, 96 for me is a good game. Beth bowled a 106 or 104, which isn't bad, but it's not. It's low on her average.
Right.
She's a good bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the second game, she bowled like a 168. But David bowled a 106 and legitimately beat us. And he bowled first, so he had a 106, and Beth had a 101. And she bowled a 3, and then the second ball I saw slip out. Like, she didn't let her, because, you know, if you let the kids win, shucks. Oh, darn. She came back, and she didn't talk for like 5 minutes.
That's hilarious.
And when she did talk, she's like, He beat me on my birthday. I can't believe he beat me. Like, it was, yeah, but like that's it. Like, yeah, the randomness of living is so fantastical.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like on the highway, you're confined. Like, you can't just, yeah, fuck it, let's turn around and go. You know, like, you can't do that. You might not get an exit for 10 miles.
Your brain goes into, like, auto drive when you're driving on the highway. Like, all right, and you see some cool things, but you don't get to see, like, the cool places that you see when you get off the highway. I was just thinking when you were saying about yelling things out, like, one of the games we used to play, remember, was Captain Obvious, where you roll down the window and you see somebody on the sidewalk, and you're just like, you have a pink hat.
Sir, I just wanted you to know you have a pink hat.
Right? And it would be like, or you would yell random things like, your car has four tires. Like, just the most random things to see what people would turn around and be like, what? Or you would you'd beep at somebody and wave the other direction.
I still do that.
I know you do. I love doing that. But like, just the
you
random
remember
things.
We used to put packets of ketchup under, like, line it up.
Oh my god,
The one time we lined it in such a perfect line, and the car hit it, he saw a wave of ketchup. And we got everybody's car, and they looked at you, and I was like, I didn't think they could splash that far. It looked like a murder scene.
The fact that we were able to coordinate that is like the most ridiculous. Like, I can't believe that worked.
Someday our children will listen to this podcast.
Well, and someday they'll do. Like, I can see it all in Luke. Like, he's real random and wacky and weird. And like, that's just, you know.
David, too.
Yeah,
David,
I mean, that's.
Benny, too. I'm sure Samuel, too.
He's a wild child, to say the least. Yeah. But like, just some of the things that we've done and experienced. And I think that in your life, you need that, because otherwise it's just boring. Like, I sometimes think about, like, now that I'm older, like, some of the boring things, you know, you go to work, you come home.
We were just talking about that text game. It was called Kings of Chaos. Literally talking about, and you played some German man named Opner Boven, and randomly, to this day, we'll randomly
spout it out.
Opner Boven.
Opner Boven. And remember Grimace from McDonald's?
Yeah,
We defined him as being an Opner Boven.
Yeah. What's an Opner Boven? You know, Grimace from McDonald's? Him.
Him.
He's an Opner Boven. And people are like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I didn't know that's what he was called, but I'll buy it. Right? I'll accept it.
Exactly.
Like, but, I mean, we used to go on these text games where we had no idea what was happening on the other, who it was, and we would beat them until their entire game, years or months or whatever time they put into it, was gone. Like, we would beat them until they had four, like, you get like 16 people an hour.
Yep.
And we would beat them until they had four people left.
Do you remember that? Like, we had a room at Penn State that we would call the war room, and we would have, it was filled with computers. It was a computer lab.
And nobody ever used it, because computers were, nobody knew how to use them back then.
Right.
We didn't go to college with laptops. We just we used notebooks.
Yeah. Oh,
and not like Apple notebooks, like the old pen school on paper. I changed my major over a floppy disk.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Like, ridiculous. But I do remember, like, that was like the beginning of what do they call it? All these games now that they play on the phone. Like, it was a legit text based game. And we would, and there were a couple people that we used to play with, and we would have fun with.
I think Bruce played a while too. Yeah.
Yep. And that you were just saying that you texted somebody. Cosmo.
I texted, my buddy Cosmo, real name, and just send him the link just so he can get a trip down memory lane. But, like, you know, it wasn't about the, you know, the puffing the chest, because no one cared.
Right.
But it was just that satisfaction knowing I have no idea what's happening on the other side of this. Mm-hmm. But boy, am I getting a lot of arousal and enjoyment out of it. The thought and the randomness of what could be was more than enough to sustain these hours and months that we put into it to destroy these dreams
of these people who we have no idea who they are. I mean, we don't care. But it makes you think, like, you know, that was the stuff that, like, wasn't class for us at college. Like, it was just random stuff. We would go over your place and we would get the 5 for $20 deal from Goodfellas, and we would play nutball. Do you remember that? You would throw
100%.
We
used a tennis ball. One time I think we used a dog bone.
Right. The dog bone, I remember, because that was wicked bad. And, like, it was ridiculous.
And like, we made these random rules that if you flinch three times, you got put in the tarantula. Which people would hold your arms and legs down. And then, but like, it's, those games were great.
Right.
And like, when we were in Corning, you're only allowed 45 minutes in the pool a day per family.
Right.
Right. So I was getting bored, and I was actually in the pool. First time I was in a pool in like 5 years, and no cannonballs because that would have been bad.
Right, but
I made a game called Funnel Log, right?
That you know sounds the, awful to have a it, log in a pool.
That funnel log. It was just a word that came to my head. And the ladder in the pool to get out.
Mm-hmm.
There's the two parts of the ladder on each side, the thing you put your hands on, and then that space between the top. What is it?
The rungs.
Rung. I was going to say ring, but I knew you were going to kill me for it. The top rung and that space between the rung and the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I filled a water bottle halfway because I knew it would float. And I all it was you throw it and you got to get it in between the rung and the wall.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And that was it. And it was crazy because me, Beth, and David were playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the first three or four throws, nobody knew what was going on. Everybody sucked. But like it ended up being like everybody scored 15 or more points. And like, you know,
it makes it fun.
So much fun. A random game. Jeffrey and I make up games randomly.
You were telling me about the tennis ball game that you guys play. Bucket ball. Yeah.
There's nothing I like doing. I'll tell him like on a Tuesday. I'm like, listen, on Saturday I'm coming to your house about 2:00. I'm gonna have a case of Guinness or Miller Lite or whatever the fuck you want to drink, to be honest. Right. And I'm gonna bounce a tennis ball in your driveway into a bucket. That's all I want to do. I don't want a phone near me. All I want to do is smoke a cigar, bounce a tennis ball, and drink beer.
Right, and that's like those do nothing downtime parts. The randomness of that is like what you need in life because everything's so structured anymore. I hate it and I love it. Like there's times where I have to keep structured because obviously you have things that are going on, you have plans, you have things that you have to do.
Adulting, parenthood,
paying bills. The water heater blew on my tenant's house today.
Literally 10 minutes before we were going to record.
Like I have to go deal. That's something I have to deal with in a timely fashion. But like you said, it's fun to just be able to be like, all right, listen, I'm just coming over. I'm going to fuck around and find out. And we're going to just, you know, do stuff.
And like when we make new rules to games, mm-hmm. we have Fezziwigs in the garage that we literally put it on and go in front of the council.
Remember that we had the meeting at Penn State where we all wore ties to discuss. Oh, man, I can't even remember all the details of that. It was like
it was a big meeting.
I can't remember, but I remember I was wearing a T-shirt and a tie, and I was like, what are we doing? But we must have been the most ridiculous people at Penn State.
I was totally okay with that.
Right.
And I think everybody else was too because, no, everybody wanted to get to that level.
Yeah, I mean, like you see people who are like, you know, studying their work, and I have no problems with people who are very into their stuff.
Like gym shorts, hoodie, and maybe a pair of sweatpants over my, in case it got cold, like over my shoulders.
Right.
And there wasn't a fuck to be found.
Exactly.
None. You know, like,
we enjoyed each other's company. And I think that's part of like how you can have a good life essentially is just like finding people that you enjoy spending time with. And obviously I think we're blessed in that we have a very good core group of friends that I feel like other people just don't.
I mean, I have family.
Right.
And I have my two cousins who I'm extremely close with. But I also have that core group of friends that are just as much my brothers as any family I have.
Right.
Like, literally, like, that title is with you guys.
Exactly. And,
like, yeah, it's very blessed.
And, again, it's like I talk to people and they're like, oh, you have work friends and you have friends that you went to high school with. And we were talking, like, how we met. And I know I met you technically through, I guess,
a friend of a friend
in high school, right? And, like, it's just you lose touch with people that you don't talk to. But, like, our group of friends, there are times where we'll have periods of, like, oh, you know, we're busy doing something, we're going through this or whatever. And I remember there were times where we didn't talk. I mean, me and you, we had a break
of,
like,
5 years.
Five or six.
And looking back, it was so stupid.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was so dumb.
It was.
And, you know, I'm glad we bury the hatch. I think we did that over the Popish Awards.
We did do that over the Popish Awards. We do these award ceremonies where someone is the koi. Do you want to explain what the koi
I'll
is?
I'll plead the fifth on
listeners?
That.
I mean, you could see me next Tuesday if you want to. If you want to mm-hmm. read between the lines.
So sometimes people go on a 1 year span where they're just very foolish.
I'm the current koi.
You are the current koi.
I don't know how I got that title, but
no, you do know how you got that title. But yeah, or like they'll do something that stands out that is leaves a bad taste in the rest of the group's mouth, but in like in a fun form.
Yeah,
like not like, oh, I want to start like F this guy, like I'm done.
Oh yeah.
Like no, like a fun but salty
Salty is a good way to put it, yeah.
And so the big award to win at the Popish Awards is the Koi of the Koi.
Yeah.
And it's the See You Next Tuesday of the Year. And yes, I am sitting with the award-winning Koi.
Well, I remember the first Koi Awards was, I think, I believe it was Rob Gatz was our first.
100% it was.
I believe he was.
He cleaned up. He left with like four awards. He's like, I better only win one, and it better not be the Koi.
And like, how random is it? We actually have like an award ceremony where like somebody won for best lawn or whatever, and I feel terrible because I left out one of our buddies.
Who's so proud of his lawn.
I didn't even give him an honorable mention because I was so nervous when you were like, you're presenting this award, and I was like, Nisha wins it.
Yeah, it's so random.
But like,
we're doing that this year.
Oh, 100%.
And then the last time was when I announced that Beth was pregnant.
Mm, and yes, that's right. I forgot.
And
about
I
that.
Said, all the kids come up to win an award, and it was cheesy and tacky. But you know, it was my way of telling you guys in the best possible way to still get everybody together and celebrate and have a good time. And like, so all the kids won an award. Everybody had one. Yeah. I had one left over. I'm like, oh, it's for Baby Bowen 2019 or 2020, whatever year. Yeah.
I think Benny's almost two now, right? So
no, he actually turned one a day after.
Oh, that's
day
right.
Before you?
That's right.
You're the 16th, right?
I'm the 13th.
So okay, so he's Benny, 2 days Benny's after.
Tuesday after me. So he just turned one. So yeah, that would have been 2020. But that's like, or no, wait, that was 2019 because it was the year before he was born.
Yes.
So. Yes, I.
So we definitely have to have one this year,
right? I mean, and that's like the fun stuff. Like, we used to do all kinds of random things, and I think that like we ultimately find that we enjoy each other's company.
It's a good mesh.
It is a good mesh. Do you remember with the Carolina Reaper? The another
I'll
one.
Never
of,
forget that. You're due to do something crazy.
So I have a notorious reputation for anybody who knows me of I will do. Pretty much anything like stupid. I'm kind of
for a price.
Weird. For a price, that's right. There's a giant moth.
He doesn't have a Napoleon complex, but he definitely likes to win money.
I do. I have an obsession with doing stupid things for money. But I remember I ate a moth at a party for a couple bucks. We used to joke like if there were quarters at the bottom of a dumpster, I would go diving for them. Mm-hmm. It was $100 pot. And
I think it was more like 130.
It may have gotten up to 130 because we had a good number of people there. Everybody threw 10 bucks in, and I ate a Carolina Reaper, a whole thing.
And then you couldn't do anything for a minute.
No, I think it was longer. I felt like it was
60 seconds.
I want to say it was longer than that.
You stopped, dropped, and rolled.
There's a video somewhere of this. It was no milk, no water. Oh my God, it was so awful.
You were allowed chocolate, but then you forgot about it. And Kevin Moore, Krang.
But I took my shirt off. Like, it was just, like, the most ridiculous thing. And I'll tell you what, it was worth the money. Because that pepper was significantly hotter than I thought it was.
I would
have
died.
Dude, it was bad.
Because I can't even do, like...
Oh, yeah, you're the worst with spicy things. Like,
I want to be. Like, I would love to be able to suck down a Reaper and just keep moving, you know?
Hmm. They just came out. There's a new pepper now that's, like, the hottest ever. I can't remember what it's called.
Did you see...
Dragon's Breath or something like that.
Dwight from The Office just came out with a show on Netflix.
Oh, did he?
And it's all about, like, random stuff.
Oh, shit.
And it's awesome. It's six episodes. It's great. And the first one was... There's a random hill in, I think, Ireland or Scotland. And it's like it's like maybe 60-yard hill.
Okay.
And it's a race down, and it's like a third.
Full speed
race
down?
Yeah, it's a huge, steep hill. Like, it's more than, it's less than 40 degrees. Like, it's than 45 degrees, I mean.
Right.
And, and like, there's this whole history about it. Like, it's been going on for like 300 years. Only one person ever died. And like, but like, he made it. And like, there's different paths to take. And people get there like a week or two early just to map out how they're going to go. And like, it's so insane. And then the second episode was all about like the spicy peppers.
Okay.
And that's where I was going with that. The, like, people travel from all around the world and like, they have these random competitions. Mm-hmm. And if you get a chance, watch it, dude, because people
want to say I've seen excerpts of this because I do remember something about the contest with the pepper eating.
The rest of them were meh, but those two episodes were really good.
I still have to catch the Castlevania animated show.
Nicolas Cage did the he broke down the origin of the seven Worst Curse Words.
Oh, okay.
That's really good too.
I have to see that as well. I don't know. I'm in this lull now with shows because of COVID, and like, yeah, my recommendation, and again, I sound like a TV critic, but like, The Sinner from USA was phenomenal.
I heard you.
Really good.
Beth saw it.
Jessica Biel in the
Beth definitely did. Yeah.
And, oh my god, the first season was phenomenal.
The one guy from Independence Day was in
there. Yeah. He's so really good.
I watched the first season. I don't know if she ever watched the second, but I definitely didn't. And
yeah. Oh, good. We watched all three seasons. Phenomenal.
Good? Same cast or
No, it's the same detective every season, but it's a different case every time. So Jessica Biel's she's an executive producer, but she's only in the first season. But
she was really good in that.
Oh my god, phenomenal. But that Ozark was another one, and like all the shows that we like Better Call Saul and The Mayans, they all took a huge break, and now they're finally coming back because of the pandemic.
The one show, Robert California from the James Spader's in it. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves it. Blacklist.
Yeah,
they did it really good. Did you see how they?
I didn't. I heard about the animation.
It was awesome.
I heard that
it was really so good. It was so well done because they allowed to continue the story
after he died. Did he die or what?
No, the one character did die the same hour that Benny was born.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth Keen's father in the show, but he was a great actor. Mm-hmm. And but they just recast him, but. They finished the season on animation, and that was, I don't watch The Blacklist, but like Beth has it, so like I'll catch it here and there. Like I'm not invested by any means, and it was really well done. Right. Really well done.
That's one I have to catch up on because I know like we're watching 000 now, which is about the cocaine shipment coming from Mexico into Italy, and it's a cool story.
Are you an Office fan?
I started watching The Office. I will watch it occasionally, but I'm not a big fan of it.
I gotcha.
That British humor is not like.
Oh my god!
It's we're
probably on our 30th time through.
Oh really?
We're
big Breaking Bad fans, but
I gotcha. I couldn't get through the first like three episodes of that. So yeah, we're definitely different.
Yeah.
But James Spader, the character who plays in The Blacklist, he has a 2-season part in The Office, and they're both on the same network. And you know me and my conspiracies.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure. That the character played in The Office continues as the same character as Raymond.
Because
he changes his name a couple times in The Office. Like he trains with like wrestling late night. Like it's like there's some distinct connections. And Beth's like, no, that's just the way he is. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go figure. Well, this is a good time, I think, to take a break. I know we got a lot more random stuff to talk about. I have actually not ashed. This is the construction on this cigar is phenomenal. Like I have a good 2-inch long ash end on this and the burn is consistent. The flavor, I would say that this is a mild cigar. Like it's
definitely mild,
not very
mild,
potent.
Maybe creep into moderate as we're going.
Oh yeah. But it's burning good. It has good smoke.
Are you gonna try and not ash it the whole episode?
I'm gonna try the best that I can. My best to not ash as much, and I'll have to take a picture for the Instagram. But I would say that this reminds me the most probably of the Churchill that we had, in that it really has like that regular just tobacco. Like there's no strong hints of any flavor. Like there's no chocolate flavor that I can taste. It's like some cigars are real peppery. There's nothing real peppery in this one. Like it just has that regular, like strong tobacco flavor to it. Real earthy sort of flavor to it. It does have a little earthy sort of, now that you mention it.
Yeah, I'm liking it. I'm enjoying it a lot.
I'm going a little faster than you are, but I mean.
A lot of bit faster. How's that happening?
Well, I smoke, I think, and we always have this happen where we talk about like what the difference is in the speed of smoking. I'm a good, like, every 30 seconds I'm puffing. And people are like, oh, you're hotboxing, And it's like, that's just the way I smoke. Like it comes with time because I smoke a little more than you do. So the more that I smoke, the more I find myself smoking faster. Like a little acid blondie or whatever, I'd probably be done with that in 10 minutes. Like it would be.
Yeah.
Like
I'm usually 20. Like they're the ones I bring out for doing the yard. Or
I've noticed that depending on the construction, like this is a thick cigar, so this one actually like it burns good, but I don't know if I let it go if it would stay burnt, and that would be my biggest concern. Would be like, oh, if I put this down or if I talk for too long, I'm not going to be able to catch back up to it. You know what I mean?
So yeah. We'll be back.
When we come back, we'll do a little bit more on the randomness of life and talk a little bit more about, I guess, war stories is really where we're...
Yeah, I mean, this has been a war story episode, which is good. I mean, we've never done... Yeah, and it's funny because it gives the ones that listen a little insight on our past. Reminds us of simpler times.
Right, in our randomness. Yeah. We'll be right back. Alrighty, everybody, we are back here with Ash Hats Podcast, and we are enjoying some Nat Sherman Timeless Gordo cigars.
And just like our war stories, timeless.
Yeah, right. And this randomness story kind of turned into like a war story kind of podcast, just because like that's how our lives have been. Like we embrace the randomness.
I love random.
The two of us are like of that mindset. Compared, and it's funny because like we've been talking about our friends and how like the random shit we always did, but I think the two of us in particular are the most random. Now we have like,
we're the most random that I know for sure. Like, Kyle's pretty random too.
Kyle has many.
You know, back in the day, Nichol was extremely random as well. He's still a Spitfire.
He has his moments. He's still spry. Yeah, but like some of the just the random things that we just used to do, and I trying to think of like why we ever did them. Part of it was because obviously we were trying to make each other laugh, and that used to be fun to try to see like who could make the other person laugh. Like
we would try to one up one another.
We used to go for wings at Kelly's all the time. Yeah. We were just talking about how you can't handle your flavor with spiciness at all, and you would order. What, 8 flat wings?
It would always be like, can I have 19 all flats, extra mild, no broccoli, or no celery.
No celery. And we would bust your chops, because we would all get like 30 wings or whatever, because they were quarter wings.
Yeah, they were. They were 25 cents at the time, and they were as big as a, so small. They're still so small.
I know, right? Pathetic. But like, that's just the stuff that we used to do.
And you know what was random the one night was when, I think Gatsy ordered the extra hot, and you like didn't clean it off, but you mixed it in with my other ones. And I was down for like a half hour. Like I remember crying in my pantry. Oh, yeah. Like it was so bad. And again, like, I don't want to be like that. You know, it's just the way my taste buds were generated.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, everybody's different, but I do remember there were a couple times where we would go, like a lot of stories generated around us, like going out for food. And like, I remember we used to go to TGI Fridays all the time.
Friday nights. Beth would get out of work. Yep. At 11 at Krispy Kreme.
Yep.
And we would all head right up there. Chris and that. Oh, my God.
There was that. And then there was.
Remember we used to see who would drink the most Shirley Temples? Yep. My God.
But like,
and like, we weren't even like of age to drink alcohol. Like, we would just get like the cherry Coke and Sprite.
Yeah, we would just randomly get like whatever non-alcoholic, or we would get. Oh, I can't remember what the crap was that they used to make there. But we used to go to that other restaurant. I can't remember. They closed down.
Fresno's.
Yeah, Fresno's. We would go at like midnight,
and that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Not Fridays. Yeah. Fresno's. Yeah,
Fresno's. We would go to that one too. But we went to Fridays a couple of times because we would get that Oreo monstrosity that they had there, and I remember you get that. But like. Just randomness of, you know, basically just things, you know, that keep us entertained.
I think, like, as the kiddos get older, like, it's definitely going to be important to instill, like, limit the time on the computer, limit the time on gaming and that. Because, like, I don't know, like, do you see, like, the kiddos not wanting to be outside as much as we were?
Yeah,
because absolutely. They'd rather be spending time on the computer. And it's not like we're disenchanting the outside experience. It's just us doing what they want to do, like, hey, I just want to stay in and watch YouTube. Okay.
Right. I used to go ride my bike with my brother, and we would be out all day, and we would go all over town. And, like, I see Luke, who's still younger than what I was, but at the same time, he had t-ball practice yesterday. He's like, oh man, you know, I'm looking forward to t-ball, but I'm also looking forward to playing my game when I get home. I'm like, well, at the same time, like, I used to really like playing my Game Boy and playing my Game Gear. And like
that was my life. Yeah.
I mean, that was still a big part of our lives.
Get home, do homework, Sega Genesis.
Yeah, exactly.
Bed. Wake up, repeat.
I'm trying to think, like, when we used to go over your place, we used to have your computer in your living room that used to be the porn computer. I remember that.
Yeah.
The notorious computer of...
Yeah, so they would try to find the weirdest bestiality.
Man fucked by horse. I remember that. That was bad.
That was real bad. My dad found that. That was really bad. He was worried about me. Did you know that? Yeah, no, it was Ferris.
And that computer still exists. Like, it's still...
I can't throw it away. Right. I know exactly where it is in my basement. Because if I throw it away and somebody go, I'm going to jail. Like, that stuff was bad.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh,
somebody's listening. Maybe a subpoena.
Right. Well, but
no, it was like, you guys would find the most weird shit. And I didn't help the cause because I would... That's how you got, like, there was no Pornhub.
Right.
So that's how you would obtain pornography.
Right.
But then, like, so I would be playing the defense on NCAA football. Mm-hmm. Kyle would be playing the offense. Tills would be downloading porn. And everybody else would be eating pizza, drinking Dr. Pepper, and randomly sprawled around my house.
Exactly. And there was always Dr. Pepper. There was usually always Goodfellas. You had a giant stuffed rabbit. It was, remember, was that Baby Stuco? Is that what that bunny was called?
That was Baby Stuco.
It was legitimately, like, I want to say it was like 3 or 4 feet long. Mm-hmm. It was like the size of a...
It was our mascot.
It was, yeah, it was the size of a small dog. And we would just like hang out with Baby Stuco. And a lot of times, now I'm trying to remember if we watched wrestling events at your place.
We did.
I'm trying to remember which ones we did. Because we used to watch wrestling a lot.
Yep, we watched certain ones. Because... It was around, it was post Steve Austin.
Yeah.
And like post Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us were drifting out of it while others were still into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Big Four, I remember you guys, you and I had a tiff.
Yeah.
And I think I invited everybody over to One Night Stand, but then Nyshel invited everybody too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody went to Nyshel's, and that's kind of like when I started drifting away.
Right.
But it was hit or miss. Like, kind of like, how's the card? Should we get it?
Right.
Or should we just all hang out and eat Goodfellas and drink Dr. Pepper? And
random stuff. But I do, like, a lot of our group of friends, that's one thing that used to be, like, a mainstay was wrestling. And we still, to this day, will talk about, like...
Every now and then. Like, we'll get, like, pick four and give it a two.
Yeah.
All the text convo will go on for hours. It's like debating with one another.
And that's like, you know, our generation, like it's interesting because we're technically at the very end of the millennial stage. Mm-hmm. Like when you think of a millennial, you don't think of people like us. Like you think of the beard wearing, the thick glasses, the people who do things ironically. I don't think of myself as a millennial. But at the same time, like some of the things that make a unique millennial experience, like they kind of do apply a little bit to us.
Yeah, we're very, that like 84 to 88 age is so unique because you still know what happened in the 70s. You're accepting of what happened in the 70s and all of the 70s. But you also were there from Atari to PS5.
Yep.
You were there from Bruno Sammartino to John Cena.
Yep.
Like, you were there from Joe Montana to Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan to LeBron, and with Kobe in between. Like, you experienced so much greatness. And I think as we get older, it's going to be a blessing because, like, so much technology. I mean, we didn't.
We literally came of age with the internet age. Like, I remember kids with cell phones and being like, why do you need a cell phone? And I remember getting, like, I had a Nokia.
Yeah.
I had Snake on it. And I remember calling my then girlfriend, who you apparently were with also, which we had that conversation earlier today, remember?
Oh, bizarre.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know, it is.
The timeline's kind of latched on that one. My bad.
Right? But like, I mean.
You guys were Facebook official, though.
We were.
I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, sure. That's
well, Facebook only had 108 schools.
I know. Exactly. I know. That was nothing. Facebook.
And just because we went to the same school, I mean.
we legitimately were there at the birth of Facebook. And I remember that. Like, I think like, oh yeah, do you have remember MySpace?
Tom, yeah.
Oh my God.
He was there for us through it all.
That was kind of how my coding started to get into play because you were big in the coding and like the HTML and like, oh, could you help me set up my MySpace? Like, do all the cool backgrounds and the music and shit.
I mean, I wasn't good at it, never was, but I was able to do it.
And then
my- and like the AOL, but even before that, like the extended AOL profiles. Mm-hmm. Like we could post a Facebook status from a lyric of a song.
Yeah.
And it can be Avenged Seven. This is what got me. I got in trouble with my family because I posted an Avenged Sevenfold lyric. And it wasn't, I mean, if you took it at face value, it's, you know, I mean, I can understand why they called me and made sure I wasn't suicidal.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, no, it's a lyric. But how many times have you posted a lyric as your away message?
Right. All the time.
Right? Like, yep. You see this stuff, and it's grain of salt stuff. But
Green some, Day or, oh my God, all yeah. the time.
I mean, you could post good riddance as your status, yep. and someone will call and be like, he is not okay.
You used to call me like, oh, we got to hide the extension cords so that you don't hang yourself from the ceiling fan, because it would be like the most, like.
Yeah, well, ridiculous. You were into like Good Charlotte and like all this emo music.
I'm still into Good Charlotte. I still like that shit.
Yeah. For those that can't see Ferris right now, he is as red as a beet.
That's true. It's very okay. true. You know, it is what it is. But,
but I mean, like, it's so. Like, we grew up with it, mm-hmm. so, like, if you posted that, no one would, I don't want to say no one would care, because we would,
yeah.
but we would also know that that's a Sum 41 song.
Yep, oh,
you
yeah.
You know, like, but if my mom sees it, right. what's wrong? Yeah, you know, right? What? My baby doesn't, he had a bad day. You know, like, it's like, no, Mom, I just heard that song, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed the AOL Instant Messenger. I really did. I mean, me and my wife used to text. I shouldn't say text. We used to message back yeah. and forth on AOL.
Yeah, me too. I mean, we'd get home.
Yeah.
You start to like realize they get home in about that 15-minute window.
Mm-hmm.
So you sit there and wait for the door to open.
I remember and, like, the sound of the door opening.
Yeah, but then certain people, you get a notification when they go online.
Well, I remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then you could post like these little like colorful things. You could change the color of your text and change mm-hmm. the font, and it would like be your signature. Like nobody else had that. Oh God, I can't believe that we used to be like that. but again,
on the flip side, I mean, like we appreciate it,
right? And now I talk in GIFs and random hashtags. And
well, too often than you should.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's
you know,
that's my style.
Okay. But at least you don't love images from 3 days ago.
Oh, I know. How ridiculous is that? That the iPhone, when you like that, because that's what you've been. That was your kick. Like you snapped this month.
It I
was
legitimately snapped.
It was hilarious. Like somebody with an don't iPhone.
Be a yeah, yeah.
laughed and then liked and then removed a laugh and then like and it was like, wait a minute, this happened like 3 hours ago and 12 texts ago.
Like we said, like there's times during the week with you as a teacher, mm-hmm. me as a business owner, like, you only get 3 to 5 business minutes.
Yep.
And usually you're sitting on the toilet.
Yep.
And it's like I have 3 minutes, so now I have to sift.
Oh, my ash just fell off.
Yeah,
I was trying to take the band off my cigar because I was getting down to the band. Oh, that's depressing.
That's real depressing. But, like, so you have to go through the entire kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And, like this image. Laughed at, like, no, I just want the,
I want the meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes of this conversation. And, like, it's like, I'd rather an LOL.
Yeah, then laughed at. Or,
but I can't be wrong.
Right.
No, like, if I am, tell me. Like, am I
wrong? No, I agree. But again, I also have an Android like you do. If we all had iPhone, it looks differently on their end, and I
it looks
understand.
Like on Facebook. Like right. If you
liked it, like...
Like a heart shows up underneath
which,
or...
Again, my wife has an iPhone. I think that's so lame. She never does... Which is interesting. She never does that when conversations with me. So, like, she never laughs.
So what
like,
happens loves. When you emphasize? Like, what...
I don't know what... what is emphasize? We determine that. We're like, what does it mean to emphasize? Like,
I've emphasized this conversation.
Like, what do you mean? You emphasize? Do you put like fireworks next to that shit, or what exactly does that even mean?
So, I guess to stay on task for the one rare time, mm-hmm. how do you feel about Taoism and like how every random, but like how everything kind of symmetrically works, like. Everything kind of happens in the way it was supposed to happen.
Which, and this is interesting that you bring this up, because we were talking a little bit about this, like, you know, for the randomness of the universe and how we oftentimes will say, like, let's put this out to the universe. I am a very...
Myself and Mike Tilbury are huge on putting out to the universe.
Right. And I do not prescribe... I'm a very scientifically minded person. I do not subscribe to coincidence. I don't subscribe to karma. I don't subscribe to, like, I just, I don't believe in it at all. And if people, like, when they talk to me about, like, oh man, that's such a crazy coincidence, like, or what the what if happens, I'm like, it is what it is. Like, in my mind, I don't believe in any of that shit. So like,
I agree to you, but only to an extent.
Okay.
I think that you are talking in present tense. Mm-hmm. If you are to talk about future tense, that's where our disagreements lie. Mm-hmm. I feel as if putting it out to the universe, and it's kind of like, I know Mike does this, but like the morning mantra. Mm-hmm. And they talk about it in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And just writing it down and chanting it, like before, like having one for the morning, one for night, and saying, tomorrow I'm going to seize the day, I'm going to do this and that, and yada yada yada. Morning, I'm going to have this type of day, I'm going to do this and do that, and I'm building towards my future goals, which are, and it seems to kind of keep me on task,
which there's no problem with that. I strongly believe that's a good way of life.
So I mean, putting it out to the universe may not be in its essence, like, if I say I'm going to be a zillionaire, I am, but I'm going to have to put in the work in, and I think, like, I'm not going to win the lottery, per se.
Right.
Like, I think I'm going to keep me on task, so in it kind of all binds together.
Right. I don't, like, in my perspective on that, now, like I said, I kind of...
I don't think there's a wrong or right answer.
No, here. I don't think so either. I agree with the way that you're describing it, but I don't think of that necessarily as the universe coming together. Like, for you to have goals, I'm a very strong believer in the fact that you are the creator of your path. Where you have goals that you want to hit and you want to do them, you are the one who sets that goal, and that you have to make that goal a reality. And I have a hard time when I hear people are like, oh, it's my fate that I'm doomed to this existence and I'm never going to be good.
That drives me insane.
I can't, like, prescribe to that. I just, if I want to do something, I have to put the effort in. My wife likes to say that, God helps only those who help themselves. Like, you have to put the work in. And I don't have any problem with that. It's just, I have a hard time thinking that, like, you know, if you're in a car accident, that it was just, that was going to happen, and it was already set in the cards. And I'm more about the randomness of the universe, that the stuff that happens just happens. Like, mm-hmm. me as a human being, I was born in Northeast Pennsylvania, and, you know, the pathway that I chose was a choosing of my own. And, you know, like, I don't have any, and I have no problem living that way. Like, it really doesn't bother me for the sake of, like, oh, I could have been this, I could have been a doctor, I could have been a lawyer. Well, no, I chose the path that I wanted, and I'm doing it what I want to do. And
you, and to just put a period on a sentence for you, if you wanted to change it, you know that you can.
Could, right, absolutely.
And that's the important part of it.
Right.
So I think, like, it's just the way you, whatever makes you buy into it, like, however you say it, put it out to the universe, which is my way of doing it.
Right.
I know other people, that's their way of doing it. But it's having that accountability one way or another.
Right.
You know, like, that's it. Like, you're putting it out to the universe, but you're keeping yourself accountable to get to that point when you want to get to that point.
Right. And again, this leads into another topic that we were kind of talking about. And one of our friends had mentioned this about, like, you know, randomness versus coincidence. Like, are there things that happen that were supposed to happen, or that are things that are, you know, that it kind of, like, all works out? Like you were saying, the Taoism and the universality of things. Like, personally, I believe strongly in the randomness. Like, literally, things just, they just happen. Like, and it kind of goes along with our conversation with how our friends, like, the people that we have come into contact with, they are people that we hung out with, and that we made the conscious decision that we enjoy these people. So we're going to continue onward with our relationship.
And as amazing as it is, because we talked about all these war stories, mm-hmm. like, I am so fucking proud of every single person.
Oh, absolutely.
In that group text,
yeah.
for what they're doing and how they're doing it. Like, I'm getting teary-eyed because, like, I'm so fucking proud right. of these people.
And we're all improving. We really are.
But it's funny because, like, we went from smashing shopping carts,
yeah, right.
drinking Dr. Pepper while playing NCAA football, and all, like, this silliness to, you know, business owners mm-hmm. and wellness people and teachers right. and, you know, executives at businesses. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's so amazing to see all this. And, like, how you surround yourself with the right people, good things happen. And, I mean... the longest one, Kyle and Nick. I mean, it's funny because I met Nick at the CYC day camp.
Oh, yeah, when you were...
Right? And I met Kyle probably the next day at CYC day camp. And the stuff Kyle and I did at that day camp, we'd probably been arrested today.
Yeah, I think if for anybody who knows our friend Kyle, he is almost as random as we are, but his stories are so. Yeah,
check him out. There is no script to life.
Chief. Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I mean, but he was like that as a kid. I mean, I literally grew up with Kyle. Like, mm-hmm. there was a time where we would have to buy our lunches at the CYC. Remember that snack bar at the CYC, Catholic Youth Center. Kyle would always tell this guy, Roy, that his pizza was too hot or too cold. Every day it would be one or the other. Hey, right? The pizza's too cold today, right? And the one time, Roy snapped, and he took like three slices of pizza and just threw them off the wall of the kitchen because he would be making the food. And like he would just always bust on this guy. But then like even like when we got confirmed, like we got confirmed together, and he walked out of the pew, and he did an about face and walked towards the bishop like a Nazi. Like, and I'm behind him crying because I'm laughing so hard. And I mean, it's like, it's not just like adult stuff. Like, Kyle's been like that since we were children. Right. And I'm sure he has stories about me.
Oh, yeah.
But, oh, now, my
God. Do you think that it was destiny that you were meant to be friends? Or do you believe?
100%. See, now, I think with Nick, too. I think with all of us, yeah.
I don't believe that. I really don't.
Well, I mean, it's like Gats and I, he's a very long friend of mine, too. But, like, we went to grade school together.
Right.
And yeah, like we always stay close. And like one of my first memories is him chasing me around because he had a bloody finger and him trying to wipe blood on my Yankee jacket. And I got so mad. But like just random stuff. Like he was always so friendly and so nice and just like stuff. Like, and like certain personality traits just
mesh. They mesh.
And
right.
Our group is so good with that.
And that's kind of how I think and I prescribe is that like you're placed into these positions where you're just with these people. Like I see students all the time who are just, this is your class, this is your time frame, and you can kind of blend a little bit with the older kids and the younger kids, but it's the conscious effort that you want to hang out with these people because they're like-minded, they're entertaining, they are going to help you get to your goals. I mean, we've all just grown so much over the course of time, and we all have been very helpful and beneficial to each other's lives.
We definitely all put in the work for our friendship, and not in like that it's work, but like we're all good friends to one another. And I think with our group of friends, like no one body of human is closer to one another.
Agreed.
Like we're all extremely close to one another, and there's no group within a group. I mean, sometimes like with politics there was,
well, yeah, it's
and, like certain things there's,
we do split a little bit on Republican, Democratic, yep, independent lines, but I agree with you. I have a very hard time saying, oh, that's my best friend. Like I don't have one best friend. Like right. I have a group of like 8-10 people that I would consider like
100%.
And you can call on these people and they'll be like, hey, drop of a hat, I need to get bailed out of jail. It's like, hey, I'm driving down to pick you up. So I mean, like that's something that we are very blessed to have that I feel like some people just don't. And where I'm going with this is that my only recommendation is you have to want to be that kind of person that people are going to want to like to be around, basically. Yep. Like if you're the kind of person who likes to be by yourself, that's one thing. I have moments of time where I enjoy my own personal company or whatever, but I'm an extrovert. I love being around people. And you have to put in the effort and say, all right, well, what can I do? I want to make time to go golfing with my friends, or I have to make time to make sure that I can go to this party, or that, you know, there's events that are occurring that I want to be at. I want to go to Notre Dame or go to the beach, you know, go wherever it is that I have to go.
Yeah, you got to put in that work.
Right.
And it's work is a terrible word because it's associated with like.
Yeah, there's a negative connotation about it. But
like it's that it may be effort. You got to give the effort. Mm-hmm. And everybody does, and we're very blessed for that.
I agree. I think every one of us is equally a part of that, that we're all, you know, like, oh, yeah, we have a friend who's moving not too long from now, and we're going to help him move. And, you know,
although I can't be there, like, I'm still letting them borrow a truck.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, that's your contribution.
It's not, right, and it's not me physically helping them because I have a prior commitment. It's more so, like, I can't be there, but you can do this. You know, like here's.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's the other thing is that we have more commitments now. Like I have two children. My poor wife, I can hear her out there in the yard playing with them. Like, and you know, it's just, there are other things that happen in our lives and we have to make sure we take care of them. But there's always the group of friends. There's always, I can text in that group and be like, hey guys, this is something going on in my life. You know, things are happening.
Both good and bad. Everything's announced in our lives.
Right. And that's something that's, I think, very true about good friendships, is that it, and they're hard to come by.
Yeah. Going back to randomness, Mike Tills and I, one of my finest moments with him was we got a watermelon during doubles. Did you ever hear this story?
I don't think so.
So they had this effing watermelon, and somehow or another we captured it. Like, we took the whole thing and we put it upside down. Our lockers were right next to each other. And we named him Herman Tyler Mush. And I would be certain that unless they paint over it, there's still a watermelon stain on the top. Because it was there. It was our mascot. It was there all season.
Oh,
and
geez.
It was exactly what you think. And like, we didn't water it or take, like, it was just the top of a watermelon on the top of our locker.
Rot at the top of
100%.
I might have to go see if that stain is still there. That's hilarious.
Well, when's the next time you're going to walk into the enemy territory?
I don't know. I haven't been at West in a while, and I go over there occasionally, but it's been a good amount of time since I've been in that building. But switch schools. And
then Tills and I also tried to steal our shoulder pads and walk down Luzerne Street like Legion of Doom.
I could totally see you doing that.
The one side door. Yeah, I do.
With the ramp?
Yeah. Yep. All you had to do was give it a good pull, and it was...
Yeah, the lock didn't ever work.
No,
really well
no. So like, you can walk. You forget a book. You just go to that door, give it a yank. You're in the school.
Yep. And how crazy is that now with like security and everything? Oh. Like back in the day, I remember when I first started going to school. With high school, we had a side door, and I would drop my girlfriend off at the front door and be like, "Oh, I'm gonna go park the car," because I was a good boyfriend at the time. And I would sneak in there so I could run up to homeroom, and every so often I'd get caught by somebody who was like going out for a smoke. One of the teachers was like, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah, right.
Oh, I was never in trouble in school except for being late. I was always like,
I can't say same, but that was my biggest thing, which was funny because I was 7 houses from the school.
Yeah, I know. You could walk there.
I
in,
did.
Like,
yeah,
two minutes. And you used to be late. I didn't know that. That's hilarious.
Constantly.
I had to drive. My girlfriend,
Miss Mazurkevich, was my homeroom teacher.
I know her. She's
great.
A good friend
she's
of mine.
A world class person. she'd usually give me like, she's told me, "You got to work on this," but it was
yeah. I'm always if anybody knows me, I am notorious late for everything. I'm still late in the morning sometimes, but I used to go, and my girlfriend at the time, I would drive her down to the bagel shop I would go pick her up at school. I would go to the bagel shop with her to go pick up a bagel, and then I would drop her off at the front door. How naive and stupid I was to think like that was, you know, going to work out in the long run. And it just like, some of the things that you think of that are going to benefit you in the long run are just...
Is that the cat girl fun?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But the other thing that I was going to say with that was like, how many students I have that are planning their lives around their relationships. Like, I'm going to this college because of this girl. That happened to me. I legit had an offer to go to the University of Scranton, and I decided I'm going to go with her to Penn State. Now, granted, Penn State was giving me more money, so it worked out in my favor. But
mine too, because you helped me through calculus.
Well, and again, that's kind of where we knew each other beforehand. But
right, you were like that one class ahead of me, but we had similar classes and similar, not career paths.
What was that kid's name? Remember Shane? What did we used to call him? Yeah, we used to call him Star.
Superstar.
Superstar, yeah. I remember we shared classes together, and I remember
he was a maniac.
Yeah, he was.
Smart as can be, but. I remember when he was on the dodgeball team.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And he would just throw like 3 games over. Mm-hmm. He'd start firing. Just start firing balls at people.
Or we would play ping pong with, remember Gans? What was his name, I think? Used to play ping pong in the student rec center. Or
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Remember, Funk?
Yeah.
We got kicked out of,
Denny's because of that prick. I'll tell you. We had a buddy whose nickname was Funk. And when you're yelling for Funk across the room, it sounds like you're saying the F word. And this woman at Denny's was so mad at us. And we used to go there all the time. We got kicked out of Denny's.
It was like 2 a.m.
Legit, 2 a.m. Because, oh, you can't say that in here. It's like, well, his name is Funk. We like to call him Funk. Funk, come in. It's like, oh.
Come on, Funk.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Come on, Funk.
I want to say, were you there when Bruce stole my car? Bruce was hiding in the backseat of my car.
In his
parking lot.
I think it was my idea to do it. I think I'm the one that enticed him.
He hid in the back seat, and I jumped in. And it was right around the time that there was like a mugging or a carjacking or something happened. And he jumped and scared the crap out of me. And I jumped out of the car, and he jumped in and drove away. And I was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, seriously?" And luckily enough, I recognized that it was him, and he was
back too, back in the day.
Oh yeah,
he's Do you talk to him?
I haven't talked to him in a while. I know I have to catch up with him, but
I'm in a group text with him too. Yeah. Him and I have very similar humor personalities, and yeah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, I know I owe him a old TV because he wanted to play old school Nintendo on a old tube television. I have one. I've been meaning to get it to him, but that was
you
a
still
while
have
ago.
To get him glue for the fence.
Yep. Yeah. Fencing glue. me, Dustin, and Gatsy were playing. Was it with the football or the frisbee? I think it was
frisbee.
Football.
I think it was frisbee because I threw it over before I left. I threw over the fence before I left. The Gats got so bad.
And we go to reach up on the fence, and it was. Legitimately, the three of us were involved in this because somebody threw it over the fence. Somebody reached up. I want to say I reached up,
threw it over the fence,
right? And then somebody pulled on the fence, and it came off. And it was like, you owe me fencing glue. It's like, oh, it was a vinyl fence, so it was like, oh, okay, we'll help you repair it. Don't worry about that. But like, there have been so many times where like random stuff has broken over the course of like our friendship. I know you weren't around for it, but when Kyle broke out the rear of Molly's car windshield, oh my God, that was a party and a half.
Let's hear this.
Where I can't remember what they were fighting about, but I remember he broke her windshield out, and then he's just started running down the street. And we're like, where are you going? And then I remember later on, I don't know if it was the same night, but he was saying that he wanted to join the Marines or something. He called up like an Army recruiter. He was like, I'm going.
3:30 a.m.
Yeah, 3:30 in the morning. I woke up the next morning, and I shop-vacked all the glass out, and I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, I think that was the party that was the first time that the cops got called to our house ever. And we were always pretty good partying. We never got too loud. We never got too obnoxious, but it was that night when the glass broke. It was like, oh boy, that
we
was
had
bad.
Gatsy's grandmother. I don't know what happened, but were you ever at any of those parties? That was like true.
I was
school.
At one party. I remember.
Were you at the one where I fornicated with Beth in the grandmother's bed?
I don't think so. No, that I remember happened. There was a party where the police were called.
I don't know if you were there. I was the only one drunk, one, and I was playing NCAA football, and I challenged the police officer to a game. I remember that.
Now
they hid the beer in the stove. Mm-hmm. But they checked everywhere else in the house but the stove.
I remember I was hanging out with Christina, and I got a call from Tills, and he's like, you didn't call the cops on us, did you? And this was around the time that me and you had our tiff. And I was like, no, I didn't call. He's like, I didn't think you did it. It's okay. And we found out it was like Gatsy's ex-girlfriend at the time or something. And I was like, oh my God, that's so
crazy.
That
might have been the last time we were there.
Yeah. I think that was the last
house party. Those parties were crazy.
Were you involved in the takeover of Gatsy's house? Did you invade?
Oh, the Kingdom of Bowen and Tills.
I was not involved in
the Kingdom. Yeah, so what we did was.
I hear this story all the time.
We, the pirates were taking over some island in
the
Caribbean.
Was that the Somalia or whatever?
Yeah. Remember that? So Tills and I were just sitting at my house, and I'm like, fuck it, let's go take over Gatsy's grandmother's house. So he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh, we'll get a, we went to, I think CVS, I think this was before Walgreens was even there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so, we went and we got a big old poster board. we got two. One was the flag.
Yeah.
And we drew the flag, and it's definitely somewhere. Well, Gatsy probably had, so it's probably dead.
Right.
But we drew a flag, and we put it in the yard, and then Tills and I drew up a declaration, said this is now our land, that we own the land. And for whatever reason, we had keys to the place. So he came home, you know, all militant and so insurgent. And he was so mad, and he had no idea what to do. Another thing we did to Gats was he had a party that we weren't invited. You ever hear this story?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
So I think it was his girlfriend's friends and his parent. It was at his parents' house. Mm-hmm. So he was having a party, and me and Nisha got wind of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this, if we did it now, we'd been dead.
Oh,
dead, killed immediately. And so you've been to Gats's house, right? Like, he has the screen door on the top of the deck. So me, Nichol, and I think Kyle and Tills, we go and we break into the party, and we got masks, and we ran in, and we
I've heard
screaming
the story.
Like psychos. And Gatsy got so nervous he ran and hid in the bathtub.
I remember hearing this story. I was involved in this one. I don't remember where I was or what happened, but like I
it was a Friday. I think that Friday's for a bit. was your like date night.
Yeah, that we used to.
So
be
I
our
think
date
it was
night.
It was definitely a Friday.
I do remember that. Yeah. I remember. I've heard that story. If anybody listening has realized this by now, this is what we do as a group: is we just regale the same war stories all the time, and they just they always make us laugh. Like I haven't heard that story. I haven't heard that.
I haven't thought of that story in a long time.
Tilbury used to call me up randomly. I remember I was on the toilet and he would just like say the most stupid things. And this was back when I had a phone that didn't have like people's numbers or contacts in it. I'd be like, who? Or no, I think he's star 67. And I didn't know who he was. He'd like tell me stuff like, oh, the stars in the sky and my algebra book. I'd be like, what are you talking about? We prank phone call people all the time.
Kyle slept over at my house one time and he prank phone called Roy Elston, the guy I was saying from the studio. They're like, three, who is this? Hello, right? And he, oh my God.
We used to prank phone call people a lot.
I feel like that's a lost time.
That was a lost.
You can't prank phone call anybody. No, they just don't do it.
You really can't. Like, my kid's never going to do that. Like, they
David doesn't even want to be on the phone. He'd rather text.
yeah, right?
The one I used to work at St. Lucie's. And I used to be at the church for 7 a.m. So I got my my cell phone. So it had been like senior year.
Yep.
And I call him at like 7:15 a.m. Hello. Hey, I just thought a new word. I had to tell you. He's like, what? I'm like, I just invented a new word. It's going to change life. He's like, okay, what? I'm like, tabletop. And he's like, don't ever fucking call me again. Because I woke him up to tell him that. Yeah, he was so mad at that.
God. Oh, I love hearing the stories. I really do. I wish I could have been around for some of the funny stuff that you guys did in high school.
Me too.
I know we've talked a lot about that.
And in that 3.5 span where I wasn't there, and we talked about this on the break, I feel like it was a blessing that I wasn't there for all the times where the alcohol was involved.
Oh, I know, right?
I mean, I did some, not like anything like illegal or drug work, but like the parties I was at State College were insane.
You were at State College a lot. And that was something I remember, like part of our separation was like you were out of town all the time.
I was always on State College and I went to Penn State. So, and that was like, I went to a bunch of games and like always down there, like probably 2 out of 4 weeks in the college I was there because Beth was at East Stroudsburg.
Right.
So I had.
Right.
Everybody was going, so fuck it, let's go.
Right.
And
that's when you got close to Chip, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and but it seems like the stories you guys are doing, like I'll be sitting there just listening and laughing, and I'll think to myself, if I was there, like this would have been insane. Like part of me wishes I was there because it would have been, I think the intangibles would have changed, which would have been all good. But I genuinely think like it would have been like some of the stuff like when Nichol and Kyle went into the house across the street.
Oh, the Wet Bandits.
There's
story.
No way I would have not been in that.
We had neighbors behind us, and I wanted the recycling bin because our recycling bin was broke. And the tenants that were back there were the most disgusting. Like they may have been drug dealers. I don't know what their problem was, but there was somebody left like a bat out of hell one night. They were, I don't know if they were drinking or they were doing drugs or whatever, but they left the door open. And I was like, somebody run over there, grab me that recycling bin. Cause mine was broke. So they did it. And then they just started like, they went in there. They were, they threw a vacuum cleaner through a window. Like that's beyond the scope of anything I would have ever done.
And
but it was just hilarious to be there. We were so terrified that the police were coming. There, and like,
yeah, oh. And why wouldn't you be? You know, right. But like, there's no way I would not have been involved. And you know
I know you would have been.
My mischief side.
100%.
And I would have made it so much worse. And like, I probably would have been the one that got the cops called.
Right.
Like, there was a time, and I was with my college friends, and we went over this house over by Mid Valley School. And I walked in, and I was buzzing, and this guy was so drunk, he was just sitting there making pierogies. They were so good. So good. And so, to this day, he ended up working at a jewelry store, and I bought Beth's wedding ring off of him. But I still call him Cook.
Right.
Like, I'm not really sure what, like, I can't even look him up on Facebook, because I don't know what his real name is. Like, to me, he's Cook.
Right.
But, like, we ended up throwing all the furniture in the house off the deck. And the homeowner was doing it with us.
Oh, God.
So, like, we get to school the next day, and, you know, like, we're hurting. We're all in the same class, and he's on the laptop. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm filing insurance claim. This is okay. I was like, what? Like, his family was gone for, like, 2 weeks, and we destroyed the house.
Oh, God.
And, like, I remember, like, so drunk, like, just laughing as I'm throwing a lawn chair, like, 20 feet in the air, you know? And, like, man.
Well, and that's, and, you know, not necessarily to go off topic, but you mentioned the mischievous side. Whenever something goes down in the group, everybody always points to me first because they think I'm the sneaky bastard in the group.
And it's usually either me, it's usually Kyle, either you, or Kyle.
And one of our buddies sent a mug that had a picture of him on. If you've ever seen Barry, the guy whose name is Wood, who's a porn star with a very large member.
Genitalia.
Yeah. With his face over it, and it was so funny because the first thought he had was, "This has Ferris written."
And then, like, it became like a game of Clue. Like,
it was
like,
so funny.
Well, Josh drives by at this time, so he could have dropped it off. Mm. And Jeffrey and Dustin are always in cahoots.
Yep, yeah, and then that was a long. I thought it was Josh for 100%. Was like, this has to be Josh, or and a lot of people thought it was Jeff too, because
that's up his alley. But it's up his alley. He's frugal, so I don't see him spending money on the
exactly.
And then Nick has a warped sense of humor that Nick would do that. And Nick likes.
Nick is all about the Barry meme.
Yeah, so how did we find out that it was Nigel?
I asked him. I said, look at the bottom of the mug, because there was a sticker UPC, and sure enough, Nigel's name was there because he had it custom made and it was delivered to his house and said Nigel,
which was unfortunate because I guess there was a huge thing going on. Like, Nigel had a master plan.
Oh yeah,
that he was gonna get all of us before he revealed.
Yeah, and then that was I was gonna do that too. My plan, me and Kyle had a little tiff not too long ago as well, and my plan was I was gonna get a T-shirt made with Kyle's face. With like a clown nose on it, because that was I called
the
him
the Goodell
a,
clown nose.
Yeah, from, the Goodell clown Barstools, nose. Yeah. I called him a clown over something stupid, and he got mad at me, and then I got mad at him, and it was just ridiculous. But I was gonna send T-shirts to everybody, and it never came to fruition.
Well,
and
still
I wish
could.
It
I would love that T-shirt.
I mean, I'm still working on it, but nevertheless, like, you know, I think about like the mischievous things, and it's absolutely true that me and you always seem to be like, oh, it's got to be either Dustin or Ferris, or although for some odd reason. Everyone points their fingers to me for whenever it comes.
You
to
know, I had a thought that it was Tilbury too, trying to. Because that would throw off set because he doesn't live around here anymore.
Yeah, which is, and that's another thing we should mention is that even though our group of friends has drifted by one, we have one friend who lives further away than any of us do. He is still a daily constant in our group text, and he constantly sends us things about what's going on in his life.
Just because he doesn't live here, doesn't mean that he's. Right. Not as active.
Or, absolutely.
Like, included, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about the draft tonight and how he's been contributing to what's going on. I don't know anything about what the Steelers are doing draft-wise. I don't even know what position they're picking, but I'm sure.
I think they're in the 20s and looking at the Alabama running back. But, I mean, we have so many stories just about the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kyle is known for his Giants meltdown.
He melts down every year when it comes down to the, because now I don't want to say that the Giants are notorious poor drafters,
but they're notoriously poor drafters.
They are. Well, and the Bengals aren't much better, but at the same sort of token, the one year when Manti Te'o was coming up for the pick, he vehemently did not want Manti Te'o on the Giants, and it was like, I'm throwing this TV out the window, and it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it would have happened.
Oh, I believe it. And he just gets so amped up. I hope they take a cornerback tonight. I really do.
I think they're gonna. Then with Tills, we found out you weren't there for this, but
when we said
Patriots draft a quarterback in Brady's prime, because he had somewhere to go. He had some reason to leave early.
Yep.
And the bet was, and we made it before the draft even started, and he agreed on it, and wife now, girlfriend at the time, agreed on it.
Yep.
If they draft a quarterback, he's going to the bar with us.
Yep.
And it was like the second round, and they took Ryan Mallett.
Ryan Mallett.
And he just, you saw the soul leave him because he knew what he was going towards now. And that bar in Dunmore was good with the big cups.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember there was a recycling bin that got thrown out in the middle of the street that evening because of.
Yeah, flower pot ended up on a car. And, There's a lot of times I guess we all could have been arrested for one thing or another.
Where were that?
We're out of the statute of limitations now.
Should have been arrested for sure. But yeah, I mean, the random stupid stuff that we used to do, and we look back on it now and it's like, do you have any regrets?
I regret our tiff.
I would say that's the one thing.
And not burying it sooner.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think we both grew.
I do too.
And I've never held anybody. It definitely changed, like made me a better person in the long run because I realized, you know, don't hold these type of grudges right. for. Well, and my mom is notoriously a grudge holder.
Yeah.
And it made me realize grudges are stupid. You're only on this planet once. So that's my only regret. But other than that, I'm blessed. And I think in the long run, it kind of made us closer because we appreciate each other more.
I agree. And I'm a notorious grudge holder as well. And I've learned that that's something I have to get over. And I think that part of our coming back together has been, you know, growing in that regard. Like, man, you're right. You only live once, and there's absolutely no point in expending the energy to want to not hang out with somebody.
And
for
I think
something
it was
stupid.
Over a sign. It was something so
ridiculous,
infantile,
stupid.
And stupid.
And it's funny because we're so close friends, but we get into these tiffs and like I
just
somehow,
like brothers, you know, yeah, like
just like brothers. You're absolutely right, and it happens, and you work your way through it. And I think I have feuded with pretty much everyone in the group at some point.
You and Josh.
I don't think I've ever Josh is a tender soul. I like Josh.
He's
I've never feuded with Josh.
I don't think anybody ever has.
I don't think so either.
Sometimes I'll throw digs at him over his sports choices, but other than
as a Cowboy, I used to be a Cowboys fan. I mean, Josh is a good guy, but I would say that this is about our time for completion. I am a little bit further than you are, but I would
not by
say
much. So. We didn't really talk a lot about the cigar because we got into our war stories.
Right.
But I think that is a tip of the hat to the cigar because like I always say, if you can sit here and do what we did while smoking a cigar that's not interrupting the pace of play, that's a great cigar.
Absolutely. I haven't had to relight once. I must admit that. Usually when you're having a good time smoking a cigar, sometimes you lose the smoke and you have to go back to it and like try to tender it back to normal. Haven't had that problem once. It is a phenomenal smoke. I'm very sad to hear that Sherman's not around anymore.
Now, you could still get these.
Right.
Like, they are still in some of the... So, if you have the opportunity to go on cigar.com, Cigar Bid, which we use, Cigars International, all the popular cigar companies that sell cigars... Scoop them up.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to buy another box before it's too late.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have a couple cigars on my list that I'm like, I need to try this cigar. And this has been one of them. I'm glad you brought the Gordo over because I was looking at that one going, this is not only going to be a Nat Sherman, but it's going to be a long, full smoke. I like the bigger cigars because you really get the, sometimes the smoke is too quick and you're like, oh, that was over fast. And you can't even remember.
It was a good cigar for the conversation.
Right. Absolutely.
And, you know, all of our friends, I know they're going to listen to this. Yeah, I'm very blessed to have you as brothers, yes. And we're thankful for you guys.
I would say that anyone listening to this that is a friend or is not a friend is hold your friends close because they are – your family is family, and they're always going to be there for you. But having a good friend who is there when you can't talk to your family or when you don't have them necessarily, you know, right at the beck and call, your friends will be there. And, you know, especially during a pandemic when things have been tough, it's important to make sure that you check up on your friends too.
Absolutely. I
mean, you know, that's a major part of this. Well, I would say for all of our listeners here, check us out on either Twitter, which is Ash Hats Podcast. It's Hats Ash is the at symbol. We're on Instagram at Ash Hats Podcast. I have an Instagram as well, and I usually will post the stuff. And
he posts a lot.
I go into the, and then it gets posted. I tag Ash Hats Podcast. Yeah. So for anybody who sees me on Instagram, it's Alchemist413 because, you know, that's the random name that I chose back in
2000.
That was my AOL screen.
That really was.
Way back when.
In the 90s.
And then, yeah, right. And also, you know, check us out on, if you have any questions or if you'd like to suggest a cigar or a topic for us, that's ashhatspodcast@gmail.com. And as always, we're always interested in talking to our listeners here. Be on the lookout for some more TikToks because we're you know, I've been a little slow on the TikToks.
I've been a little slow on the Instagram too, but
yeah, I mean, we're busy. I know you're getting right in the busy season.
Yep, two kids and both of us two kids and
summer's
other
coming.
Little projects. So yeah, things are good.
Oh yeah. So from us here at Ash Hats Podcast, smoke them if you got them and enjoy, guys. Bye.
Bye.